This is Amazing Grace Fellowship in Pueblo West, Colorado. We're so glad you're joining us today. Get connected at agfpw.org.
Words fill a page, pages fill a chapter, chapters fill a book. Every decision, big and small, writes the story of your life. Unfortunately, some people leave portions of their story unwritten. Sometimes that's why you need to go ahead and take the risk. My story, I decided to go.
One day, you're going to tell a story about perhaps even this season in your life, and hopefully you'll tell a story that you will be proud to tell. Some won't. That's the tragedy. We shared in our sermon series, My Story, our big idea, which was this: the decisions you make today will determine the stories you will tell tomorrow. Let's say that together. The decisions we make today will determine the story we'll tell tomorrow or in our future. And so I'm praying that the Lord will help us as a people of God to make good choices and to make good decisions. Today we want to preach to you our closing part four message titled, I Decided to Go. And really, this sermon series comes full circle because this series was birthed from our evangelism workshop, which we titled Share Your Story. We all have a story of life transformation as we put our faith and trust in the Lord, don't we? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Old things are passed away. I've been born again by His Spirit. And I tell you, we have a story that we want to tell. God commands us to go. And so it comes full circle, and we want to encourage you to share your story and to share His story, the greatest story ever told. The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are saved, it is the power of God. And God has commanded us to go and to preach this good news. So we decide to go. Now, sometimes the best decision you can make is to go when it would be easier to stay. And we're going to look at that in just a moment through the life of God's patriarch, the father of faith, Abraham. The ancestor or the father of the Hebrew nation. Now, last week, we shared the opposite. Sometimes the best decision, we said last week, you can make is to stay when it would be easier to go. But today, we want to look at I decided to go. Now, how do we live the story we want to tell? We've told you this every week. Allow God to help you write the story. The Bible says in Hebrews 12:2 that we need to fix our eyes on Jesus. He is what? The author and the finisher of our faith. He's writing your story as you submit yourself to Him. And we look unto Jesus, right? I mean, if you really want a story that's worth telling, you have to fix your eyes on Jesus. Because I've set the Lord always before me, I shall not be moved. Don't look to the right, don't look to the left. Just fix your gaze upon Jesus. You'll never fall. You'll never stumble if you choose to fix your eyes upon the Lord. I've known too many people who have stumbled and fallen away from the faith because they had their eyes on the pastor or on the people. You just cannot do that. You must fix your eyes upon Jesus. God called Abraham, actually Abram, out of idolatry when he was in the Ur of the Chaldees. It was a city devoted to worshiping the moon god Nanar. Abraham, as you already all have said, is the Old Testament patriarch known as the father of the Hebrew people and the father of faith, all because of one thing. He decided to obey God. He decided to step out in faith. He decided to go when God told him it's time to leave your comfort in the Ur of Chaldees. We read about the Abrahamic covenant when God promised that he would be the father of a great nation and that through him God would bless all the families of the earth. And you read about that in Genesis chapter number 12. So let's take a look at just the first four verses of Genesis chapter number 12. The Lord had said to Abraham, what did he tell him? Leave your country. It's time to go. Your people and your father's household and go, there's the word again, to the land I will show you. The Lord said, it's time to go. To go somewhere else. To leave where you are, Abram. Now, the big question that I want to share with you this morning, we not only have a big idea, but a big question is this. How many of you have ever heard God speak to you? It's time to leave. It's time to go. It's time to step out of your comfort from where you are and to simply trust me. My wife and I have been in that position before. Abraham, leave your home, leave your traditions, leave your material comfort. There weren't many details. It's just he heard a voice. It's time to go. Just leave your home. Abraham's faith would be tested here. And my question is, did he pass the test? Did his test become his story or his testimony? You bet it did. And it's written about in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. We'll look at that in just a moment. His story is a marvelous story. And I can tell you that your story is a marvelous story as you make decisions today that will become your story tomorrow. I decided to go when he said leave. When he said go, when he said step out by faith and trust me. Here's the truth. To step toward your destiny, you will need to step away from your security. Is it true? Let's say it together real loud. To step toward your destiny, you will need to step away from your security. Leave your country. The Lord spoke to Abraham and go to the land that I will show you. Verse 2 of Genesis chapter 12. I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. Isn't it just like God? God sent Jesus to bless you. I hope you're living the blessed life today. Because from the very beginning, even in the Old Testament, God was about blessing his people. I will make your name great, Abram, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. And just let me pause here and ask you to look to my left and see the flag of Israel. I can tell you that we as a congregation, since we have been in existence in Pueblo West now over 20 years. We have been a church that has taken to heart this promise. And because from the very beginning, Neala Plummer, we have blessed your land. God has blessed our church. And we stand with Israel. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, don't we? And because of this, we have experienced the blessing of God. I remember when we celebrated our 20-year anniversary this year, the first Sunday of the year, Neala was quick to tell me about how God has blessed our church because she remembers all the churches that were birthed in Pueblo West since the time we were birthed. And after, and how many of them are no longer in existence. But AGF, hallelujah, we have a mission. We have a vision. And you know, our vision is to build people of all ages. And it's also not only to build people, but it's to bless others. And we have blessed Israel. And because of that, this promise in verse 3 has come to pass. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. Can you imagine? If we can have the faith and the obedience of Abraham, how God, even through our faith and our obedience, can bless others? Have you ever thought about it? A great nation. I will make you into a great nation. Abram and Sarai, they were childless. He's 75 years old at the time that he gets this command to leave your land and go to a land that I will show you. Can I just say this? 75? Anybody 75 years old in the place right now? Raise your hand real high. Look at that. Ron McFeeder. Come on. Yeah, isn't that amazing? Wow. Can I say this? You are never too old for God to use you to be a blessing to others. The psalmist said, I've been young, now I'm old. Yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor their seed begging bread. Can I say this, that we're not changed by making promises to God. Rather, we are changed by believing God's promises to us. And in the book of Romans, I know you're studying the book of Romans on Wednesday night. You already looked at Romans chapter number 4. But Romans chapter number 4 speaks about Abraham being justified by his faith. Because he believed God, it was accredited to him for righteousness. And he becomes the father of all faith. But one verse that I love in particular is Romans chapter 4 verse 20. The Bible says, yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. This is how I say it. If God said it, that settles it. Right? Faith is not some kind of nebulous feeling that we work up. It is confidence that God's word is true and the conviction that acting upon the word will bring his blessings. God said it. I believe it. And Rick, that settles it. Let God be true, every man a liar. I hope and pray today that you will dig into this book. We want to, through this discipleship workshop, see how we can connect you to God's word. And if you could stand, that, hey, we sing a hymn, Standing on the Promises of God. Yes, I'll tell you, it's a sure foundation. And if we want to build our house upon a rock, the winds can come, the storms can come, the hail can fall. And guess what? Our house will remain because we're founded upon the sure foundation of God's word. I want you to just let me read from the book of Romans chapter 4 and verse 18, because it speaks of the faith of this great man who decided to go when God called him, who, speaking of Abraham, contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. Remember? As the sands of the seashore. Look up, Abraham, as the stars in the sky. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body. He was 75 years old at the time, already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Now that's when he finally gave birth. Yeah. Sarah being 90, Abraham being 100 years old. You see, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Abraham acted on this when he was 75 years old and he heard the call of God. And his decision to obey and to go became his story that we're sharing today. Isaac, the son of promise. Oh, his wife Sarai, her name meaning doubt. But after birth, being changed to Sarah, meaning princess. I'll tell you what, there's hope. God wants to author a story in your life, and it's going to require faith. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened by faith, giving glory to God and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was able to perform. But let me not stop there. And therefore it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but also for us. It shall be imputed to us who believe in him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification. I'm thankful today, for the faith of this man, Abraham. He teaches as much. He decided to go when God called him to go. It says in verse 4 of Genesis chapter 12, so Abraham left as the Lord had told him. Imagine, just for a moment, if he didn't go, where would we, the Gentiles, the non-Jews be? Surely we wouldn't be grafted in, right? You can't imagine the blessings if you obey or what you miss if you do not obey. I pray God will give us the will to obey. Again, we asked you as we launched this series, what story does God want you to tell? That's a big question. What does God want you to want? And then the next question, in light of what story God wants you to tell, what step of faith do you need to take? Perhaps even beginning today. Let me share with you just briefly our story. I was at the age of 18 working at the water department. Many of you knew this. I excelled at drafting in high school, and my teacher, I became his pet or his favorite. And an opening came up in engineering at the water utility company, and I got the interview, and God blessed me with the job. I knew going into college that my field of study would be mechanical engineering technology, and after 2 years, I received my degree, and after working 2 years, an opening came up in the engineering division. All this time, God was stirring a desire in my heart to see souls come to Christ and to be a part of the work of the Lord. Instead of studying thermodynamics, I had a desire to study about God's dynamics and the dynamics of the Holy Spirit. And so after my 2-year degree, I shifted and I entered into the Berean College course of study, which was extension school. And I could tell you that My 2 years became now full-time work, and then I became married man to my beautiful bride, and we began our family, and my My full-time work went from 1 year to 5 years to six to eight to nine to 10 until by faith we finally stepped out of the boat. I remember telling my mom and dad that, you know, God is giving me a desire. I felt in my heart that he was putting the shepherd's heart inside of me. And so what we did is we heard his call. We let our pastor know that we felt it was time to put our name out there. And lo and behold, Pastor Wilson was so gracious and kind to offer us a position to serve with him. And I remember telling my brothers and sisters that we would be leaving the comforts of this job. I mean, talk about 401k, talk about benefits, talk about loving what I was doing, you know. Yeah, I just didn't make any sense to my brothers, especially when I told them that God's calling us to step into the ministry. But I can tell you there's no regrets. It was one of the best decisions we ever made in life. And I can tell you that we wouldn't be where we are today as your shepherds if we had not taken that first step. Then there came a second step when, after serving on staff at the church across town for 9 years, coming from a meeting in Pueblo West, of all places, a cell group meeting, we came home and it just felt right. And we never resigned to come to pastor in Pueblo West, but we didn't have a place to go. We just felt like the Lord led us to pen our resignation letter after talking to nobody except one another and hearing from the Lord. God gave me a confidence verse in Isaiah 55. He gave my wife a confidence verse in Psalm 24. And that morning we wrote the letter and we submitted it to our leader. And just not knowing where to go, it was just time to step out. God spoke. And do you know, again, there it is. God, because of our obedience, opened up a door for us to go serve in La Junta. By the way, I just did a funeral yesterday at Pueblo West Funeral Chapel. And I met a lady and she came up to me and she said, "Pastor Mark, I was so glad when I saw you." She said, "I don't know if you remember me, but or my grandma worshipped with you in La Junta First Assembly, Delta Homes. You did her funeral, and I was just so glad that you were there, or you were here." And so I just want you to know there's just sign after sign after sign after sign that this is the way, Mark. Keep going. And I could tell you that it was because we stepped out of the boat. It didn't make any sense. I know. I wouldn't probably advise you to leave your occupation if you didn't have another occupation to go to, if you're still raising a family. Hello. I can tell you that we were tithers, and so the blessing of God was upon our life, and we had some emergency funds, and so we had some money to live on for about 6 months. But we just simply trusted in the Lord. And can I tell you, Jeannie Graves, there you are sitting in the back. After we finished our term in La Junta, of all people, at Vectra Bank, I run into beautiful Mrs. Pueblo and Mrs. Pueblo. And Jeannie said, "Pastor, well, what are you doing? We've been thinking about you." And she said, "Hey, can you come and preach? We need someone." And it was Labor Day weekend 2002. And I said, "You know what? We're finished in La Junta. We'd be happy to." And we went, and the rest is history. I can just tell you, the blessing of God will follow your obedience to God. And so I want to encourage you. What about you? What step of faith do you need to take? Could it be a switch in careers? There are a lot of people that have left their career to answer the call of God and to go into the mission field and leave the comfort of home and go into another nation and to a land that they don't even know the language and they have to go to language school. Well, you know what that is? My mom's favorite verse was Psalm 37, verse 4. Anybody? Psalm 37, verse 4. Anybody? Delight yourself. Thank you, Mrs. Catherine Ward. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And you know what I determined? Sometimes that verse meant like he'll give you the desires of your heart. But maybe it's the desires of your heart. Maybe he puts a desire in you to no longer study engineering and thermodynamics. Maybe he gives you a desire to study the Word of God and to want to know the fire of God. And maybe he puts in you a desire to shepherd the flock of God over which the Holy Spirit makes you overseers. It's not my desire. It was God's desire birthed in me to do this. It's the same way. God can put some desires in your heart, and maybe you'll need to step out in faith and to follow that passion that's burning inside of you so that you can fulfill the will of God and serve the purposes of God in your own generation. What step of faith is he asking you to take? Switch careers, maybe interview for another job, maybe go just perhaps on a missions trip. Yeah, that takes faith too. Maybe start a small group ministry. Maybe we don't have one that just suits you, but maybe God can birth in you a desire to just bring three or four people into your home and you could just love each other and you could just grow together in the grace and in the knowledge of God. It takes a step of faith. Maybe to volunteer for a ministry. Maybe to lead a ministry. You know, Ron McPheeters isn't going to be with us forever. And Mary, someday we may need a new treasurer. You know, I tell you, the blessing of Ed and Bev Halter serving in our seniors ministry with such excellence, you know, they're not going to be here forever. A good leader works himself out of a position. And so, I mean, even myself, I mean, you kind of get the gist, right? And so this is just the way church life ebbs and flows. And God has some place for you to serve in this body. And you just need to step out of the boat and step in faith and just trust God and just obey that desire and that passion that's within you. And just watch what God will do as you simply take that step of faith. I know, why don't we go? Sometimes we're afraid. We're afraid of failing. I still remember when we were asked to come and shepherd this flock out in Pueblo West. I thought, well, what's there to be afraid of? I mean, there were a good core group of a dozen people. Jesus had a dozen. And what did they do? They turned the world upside down for the cause of Christ. And I just thought, Lord, I can't be afraid. We can't be afraid. We've got to take heart and have faith. We know that without faith, it's impossible to please God. And so we stepped out in faith. Let me tell you, that's exactly what Abraham did. In Hebrews 11:8, watch this. It says, by what? Faith. By faith what? Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. Doesn't that sound familiar, hon? Honestly, we were ready to go. This is honest. I was ready to go flip hamburgers if I had to go flip hamburgers. That's how stressed out the ministry and overwhelming the ministry became in my own life. But I am so thankful to God. I know that the Holy Spirit is directing. And like Abraham of old, we can simply decide to go. By faith, we decide to go. Or by fear, we decide to stay. You don't have to have the faith to finish. You just have to have the faith to get started, to take the first step. Listen to what this says. You can't walk on water unless you get out of the boat. You have to step out to find out. Let's say it again. Can't walk on water unless you get out of the boat. You have to step out to find out. Everybody's down on Peter. Peter, the impulsive one. Peter, who always speaks before he thinks. Peter always puts his foot in his mouth. Everybody's down on Peter, an extrovert by far. But can I tell you, he's the only one in the boat who who stepped out. And because he stepped out, he walked on water. I don't know of anybody else who ever walked on water, but this man, Peter, he stepped out of the boat and he found out of a truth that God is faithful to his promises, even despite all his failures. I mean, didn't he deny the Lord? Even despite all his failures, guess what? On the day of Pentecost, this man, Peter, was a different man because he had received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and he received the fire of God, and he stood up amongst the 11. And who was he? He was the one who would lead the charge for the early church. You know why? Because he knew, and I'll close with this, he knew the clarion call of Jesus for his life. Jesus is with his disciples. He's risen from the dead. He's overcome death, hell, and the grave. And he says this in Matthew 28, 18 through 20. All authority has been given to me in heaven and in earth. Peter, go. Mark, go. Ellen, go. Ron, go. Go, go into all the world and proclaim this good news. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Look at this promise. And Peter, surely I am with you to the very end of the age. Peter stepped out because he knew of the confidence he had gained by that stepping out of the boat. And then, moreover, in Acts 1:8, Jesus, before he parted back to heaven, said, "But after that the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you shall be my witnesses." You're going to share your story. "You shall be my witnesses, beginning in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth." I told you, sometimes the best decision you can make is to go when it would be easier to stay. I wouldn't be having all this fun, Ron. And I'm telling you, it's an adventure. And yeah, it gets overwhelming at times. But God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. And my wife and I were enjoying the work that we have been entrusted with. And we thank you for your prayers and for allowing us to be a part of this work. Let me close. Jesus left doing carpentry to go and to teach and train his disciples. The disciples left their occupations to go into the world to teach and to preach. The question we're asking today is, what is God calling you to do? Let's take a risk. It's called faith. Let's trust the Lord. Let's delight ourselves in Him. And let's allow Him to put a desire in our heart that we can fulfill in our lifetime. Team, if you'll please come. I will say this, speaking of Paul, really, and Peter, it goes back to even David. The Bible says that David himself served the purposes of God in his generation. The purposes of God, as I see them, are evangelism, discipleship, worship, and compassion. We're finishing already the third month, the first quarter. Q1 was evangelism. God's got a remarkable story that's at work in your life. I'm over here sharing mine. Next week, I would love for you to come prepared to take a microphone and share just where you decided to start, the small disciplines that led to big changes. Next week, I would love for you to have a chance to share what you decided to stop. what you laid aside so that you can share your story, what you decided to maintain perseverance in so that, you know, this would be a great story. I told them last week, Marilyn and Dave, that I could say I ran a marathon. Oh, I hit a wall. I could have quit, but I decided to stay the course and to break through that wall. And then deciding to go. It's just, we come full circle. God, do you hear it? Honestly, let me ask you, do you hear with clarity the marching orders of Jesus for this church? Go and make disciples of all nations. Go share your story. You're living that life, that story that's worth telling. Let's go full circle and let's reach a community for Christ in Pueblo West. Would you stand with me? Father, we thank you for Abraham. What a story this father of faith has left us. God, the blessing. Many nations, the father of many nations because of one man's obedience. God, I'm thankful for your grace to him and giving him his son Isaac, for allowing Sarah's faith to soar even when there was doubt. God, if you said it, I pray that we as a congregation will believe it. And that will settle it. And I'm praying for a harvest this first quarter. I'm praying that as we go and evangelize and share our story, that people will come to the saving knowledge of Christ and find life transformation. Would you bless us now and decide? Help us to make good decisions. The decisions we make today will determine the story.
Thanks for listening. Come be a part of our family. For more information, visit us at agfpw.org.